Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, earlier today it was reported that negotiations between top Minnesota lawmakers and Governor Tim Walz over possible gun violence solutions broke down as Republicans refused to sign on to a broad package of proposals that included an assault-style weapons ban. Okay? So we knew that this conversation was going to come up. All right, this is not a shocker. This is not a surprise. We knew that after the Annunciation Catholic Church of School shooting that killed two children and injured nearly two dozen, we knew that this was going to come up again, okay? Because this continues to, and needs to be, continue to be a conversation about gun control, okay? So it's a topic that I think that every show in Minnesota has discussed and talked about today. I want to touch on it in a slightly different way. Because as we've talked about on this show, we don't know what the perfect solution is. Like, we know that we probably need to tighten and have more restrictions on who is allowed to be gun owners. Like, there's a lot that we get here, but there are a lot of responsible gun owners. We know that in every state, in every city, all across the country. But the reality is all it takes is a bad person to put us all in danger. And we are seeing, I mean, listen, just in the short time that I've been away from Minnesota, we had the incident in Michigan. And then did you see there was like a follow-up like the very next day at the same church? Like some guy like drove through a barricade? Like all this stuff is just out of control.
The last 5 days have been just insane.
It's been awful. Yeah. The day before that, because when we were leaving an event that we went to, my family, there was a situation when we got back to the hotel, there was a situation with the boat person. Remember the guy shooting from the boat?
Yep.
So, in which state was that again? Was that South Carolina?
I'd have to check. Okay. Yeah, it was coastal. Coastal.
Okay, all right. Earlier today, the topic came up on Drive Time with DeRusha, okay?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. North Carolina. And I would advise you guys to go back, listen to the podcast of Drive Time with Jason DeRusha, him and Dan Cook. Great show every single day. I'm not telling you guys something you don't already know. But I thought that this was an interesting phone call from a caller named Joe from Litchfield. And I'll make the point, but we want to play the phone call first from Joe from Litchfield. By the way, I love Litchfield. Shout out to the Carlson brothers. Awesome guys. Phenomenal athletes. I'm big at Litchfield. You know that, right? Anyway, Joe from Litchfield called in to Drive Time with DeRusha, and this is what he had to say.
Joe's in Litchfield. Joe, do you think people should be able to vote? Should we have an amendment like the governor suggested?
Yeah, no. What is banning assault weapons going to do? When you ban drinking and driving, you ban illegal drugs. The criminals are still going to get the guns. It's not going to stop that.
So should we have any laws about anything?
Well, make it tougher to buy guns. You know, you have to go through a more stringent background check or something. You know,
longer wait period. Would that be?
Yeah.
That's something that I've advocated.
You need to go through some kind of a mental, a psychiatrist or something, and you get a license. So I have a concealed carry license. I can walk into any gun store in the state and walk out with a gun. It harder to get those licenses or something. You need to do to get that license is take a class and turn it into the local sheriff. I mean, they're not hard to get.
Yeah, I think
maybe we need to make it a little. I mean, I own two assault rifles. I like shooting them.
Yeah, I think
that banning them isn't going to stop school shootings.
All right, so listen, and I appreciate the phone call from Joe in Litchfield. Really like that phone call. There were a couple things that he said in the phone call, because Jason was like, should we have laws about anything? And I think Joe was like, well, of course, we should have better background checks and it should be harder to get a license. Right? He mentioned both of those. But this is the thing that struck me from Joe. Because it was a very interesting conversation in a phone call right there you just listened to. To me, it's the psychology of gun ownership and shooting guns. Let me repeat that. The psychology of it all. Mentally, how we think about having guns and the fun in having a gun. Because he said something in the last 10 seconds of the phone call. In the last 10 seconds, he said, quote, that he had, he said he had two assault-style rifles, right? And he said, quote, I like shooting them. That's where I'm different. And I don't have an assault-style rifle. I don't want one. My point is this. I think one thing that we have to truly attack and think about as a nation, for us to get better, because we talk about mental health, we need to get away from this stuff about, like, this is like the funnest thing to do. He said, you heard him in the last thing, he said, I like shooting them. I'm going to say this. There's a lot of things that I like to do in life. I think for us to get into a better place, I think that mindset of being in love with shooting guns is something that I think could change the way we operate with guns in our country.
But there,
and I'm not. I know hunting is a thing. I know all of that. Like I get it. My parents are from the Deep South, have acres and acres and acres and acres of land. My dad is one of those that would always go out hunting with us with his father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My grandfather and his brothers and all that. I totally get all of that. But all I'm saying is that we have to start, because the fallback is always about mental health, right? For people that don't want any restrictions. But when you start thinking about people having the mindset of, I just love shooting them. Like, what about the people that aren't good gun owners, who aren't good people, and they love shooting guns just as much as the good gun owners?
But that's the problem, though, that you're talking about, people that are like, well, when you're out there and you're hunting and, you're out there at the shooting range and you're not hurting anybody when you're out in the country. Because, I understand how important guns are to people that like to hunt, that like to go the, you know, to go out, and they use them recreationally. They're not thinking about the bad people out there with the guns, because the bad people, typically, you don't see those crimes. They don't happen to, they don't happen out in the rural area. A lot of these shootings we hear are in the suburbs, are in the city. And that's the perception that people have.
That's the perception.
Exactly. Exactly. The perception is that it happens out here. So we're not going to worry about the people that are out with the guns that use it for, you know, for pheasant hunting or for deer hunting, for, you know, anything that you want to do. I have no problem with shotguns, with rifles, with handguns. It's just the, it's the assault rifle.
So let me ask this question, and this is a, and I'm asking this honestly.
And again, that's just coming from where I grew up.
651-461-9226. Why would shooting an assault rifle be more fun than shooting other weapons? No, I'm asking it in all seriousness. What makes that more appealing? Seriously, because you don't hunt with those, so why would it be more appealing?
I just it's I think it's
because of the rush of it.
I think it's the power, and I think the
that's a problem. That's a problem to me. That's a problem.
Well, absolutely. To me, assault rifles are I don't see the need for assault rifles. But when you're out there and you're out and you've got your guns and you're out in the country, you use them for various reasons. I have no problem, because I grew up around a lot of really good, responsible gun owners. We had guns in the house. We never, ever had any problem, because we knew that we never worried about anybody else. We were just always worried about ourselves. And maybe we need to be worried about other people, but I think the responsible gun owners are out there thinking, I'm responsible. Why can't everybody else be responsible? And I don't think that's a naive mindset, but I don't think it's a misguided mindset, because I'm not doing anything wrong. I follow the law. I do everything I need to. Why am I being punished? And you don't need assault rifles to go out recreationally.
651-461-9226. Love to get some reaction. Love to get a phone call or two. We can absolutely, we can do that next here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. 651-461-9226. Jake calling in from Westbrook, man. He is on the Lake Show to talk about this topic. I appreciate the phone call, Jake. How you doing, man?
Hey, very good, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good tonight.
Good. Hey, you know, when you're talking about the people enjoying shooting with the ARs and yep. and assault rifles and that sort of thing, you know, you have to look at it like it's as innocuous as somebody going to you know, that likes to watch Steph Curry and see him shoot from half court or three quarters court, and if I can shoot an AR from 400 yards and hit a target, I'm not ever going to kill anybody doing that.
Yep.
And that's just as fun for me as it is for somebody watching Steph Curry or going out to an open gym and shooting a three-quarter shot and hitting it.
It's the entertainment of it all. It's the adrenaline rush for you of it all.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
I don't do it that often because it's an expensive sport to take part in, but you know, when you do it, it's a lot of fun, and those of us that are in our right minds, you know, we're not going to be a danger to anybody doing it. And so to take away our rights to do something we enjoy because there's people out there that have problems, it's not fair.
I think you bring up some great points, and I do get the adrenaline rush. I get the point of enjoying it to a certain degree. Now, I don't think I would say that the comparisons in terms of the rush and the effect of the enjoyment of it, like watching a football game or a basketball game, I get that. But at the end of the day, we know that one can take lives and alter lives and alter societies and communities, whereas one is just an actual sport. So I agree, and I hear your perspective. Love the perspective. I just look at them drastically differently because of the outcomes one can have.
Well, certainly they're different, because of the gravity of what you're doing. But that's something that those of us that have grown up out in the country, you know, we grow up and go to it was one of the rites of passage to go to gun training when you were 12 years old and, you know, be able to carry a gun with your family when they went pheasant hunting or deer hunting and that sort of thing. And then, you know, that leads to enjoying the sport and being able to target shoot and long range shoot and those kinds of things is something that people enjoy. So I think there has to be some kind of common ground found that allows those that enjoy that challenge to continue to do it. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Hey, Jake, thanks for the phone call, my man. I appreciate it.
All right.
Take care. 651-461-9226. Let's check in with Mark in Minneapolis. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Henry, thanks. I agree with most of your points tonight, but I think there's one thing that I've never really heard brought up in terms of the gun debate. And guns were invented for one purpose, and that is to kill. Okay, whether it be for defense or to shoot game or whatever the case might be. And I think when you're talking about the people who just love to shoot, and like the clip you played from Jason's show this afternoon, which I hadn't heard before tonight, there's that fine line mentally between shooting for sport and that kind of, and but guns are meant to kill.
Yep.
And you've got to take the psychological aspect of that into account somehow. I don't know how you do it.
Yes. Well, follow me here, because you're hitting on a point that I actually brought up about 15 or 16 years ago when I was at KFAN. And I brought it up because, you know, I had some friends there and some colleagues that did a show called Fan Outdoors, right? And you talk about the gamemanship of hunting and all of that. And I said, if you're not hunting if you're not out there shooting in terms of like hunting for like food and this and that, and we're talking about like the livelihood for all of us, then I said, what are you hunting for? And there were a few people out there that just are amongst that field, and they said that's actually a pretty good question. So I've been kind of posing the question of the psychology of it all for a long, long time, because there's certain aspects that I just don't get. I'll be the first to raise my hand and be like, look, I wasn't raised on a farm like my dad and my granddad and all that. Like, I'm a city boy. I'm a Minneapolis guy, and my dad's from Newport, Arkansas. My parents went to school in Arkansas. My dad's backwoods. I literally was just in Mississippi, deep back roads of Mississippi last night, gravel road where I'm seeing all kind of farm and horses and stuff like that, whatever. So there's certain aspects of rural areas in the deep South where hunting and stuff like that, I just don't literally get. But I guess the conversation around how we try to create a better, not only today, but a better tomorrow in our country with regards to gun ownership is something I'm always want to talk about.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's just one of those things that you don't hear talked about a lot that I think needs to be talked about more.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Mark in Minneapolis. And let's be honest, all right? And I'm not trying to, in a way, change the rules across the board for us. But I just got to say this, and maybe I'm wrong in saying this. Do we feel the same way about guns in rural areas as we do in inner cities? Because I don't think that we do.
No.
And I'm not sure that we can.
No, we don't.
I'm dead serious. I think that we need to be honest with ourselves. It's not the same.
No, it's not, because you have people out in the rural areas that use it a lot more for recreation, for hunting, for if you're not hunting deer or pheasant, then the odds are you don't have your gun out. I mean, that's just the reality of the people that I know that I grew up with. If we were not hunting, those guns were clean and they were put away. They were not, we did not carry them for defense. We did not go out to particular places and we were looking for a reason to shoot. We didn't grow up that, I didn't grow up that way.
Listen, I'm not sitting here saying, because we talked about this all the time, nobody's immune. Okay, nobody's immune.
The perception is this is a city. This is a city.
We know
thing.
That gun violence can happen anywhere, but I'm not going to sit here to the listening audience and lie and say that I don't feel safer when I'm in Greenville, Mississippi, or if I'm in wherever, right? Like out in on a farm somewhere, as opposed to being in an inner city. I'm not in fear of my life when I'm in North Minneapolis or I'm in South Minneapolis or if I'm in downtown St. Paul. I don't, my brain doesn't work like that. But there is stereotypes that present themselves that's promoted, and maybe some of it is propaganda. But when you're talking about more people being in a place in a more dense population, whatever, and you're going to have more guns and, assault rifle style, weaponry, it can be intimidating. 651-461-9226. Let's take one final quick phone call from Dan in St. Paul. What's up, Dan?
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I think you guys are missing the main point of the whole thing, and that is why our forefathers created the Second Amendment. And why was that?
It was to protect the rights of the people to keep and bear arms. That's not the point I'm debating.
But why? Because
you tell me why.
In case our government became tyrannical.
Yes. And so that, you know, that's stating that a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state.
We have the right to bear arms in case the government rises up.
Absolutely, yes.
We have guns so that if they're coming after us, at least we can own the same kind of armament that they're bringing to the fight.
So, wait. Let me ask you this. Do you think that we, as citizens, we have the capability and we have the right to have the exact same weaponry as the government? You know that's not true.
Why not?
No. Why you not? Know that's not true. You do not have the right to have the exact same artillery that the government has. You just know
We don't get to have full automatic
Thank you.
So
we're not going to promote that.
It's not easy to get.
Okay. Yep. No, we know what the Second Amendment is, and we're not debating that. But we know, you and I both know, that you don't, Dan in St. Paul, Henry Lake in Minneapolis, I don't get the opportunity to purchase nor house or have the same weaponry as the government.
But we have things that are facsimiles to the government.
We have the opportunity to protect ourselves.
We have
the things that are harming us. It's not anything to do with the Second Amendment.
No.
I don't think that the person shooting from the boat this past weekend or the gentleman that pulled up to the church, that any of that was about Second Amendment. We know why the Second Amendment exists. We know why people have the right to bear arms. That's not being
debated. Those were bad intentions.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we pushed it back a segment, but we get to it next. That's Word on the Street. Word on the Street time. Oh, boy. I do have one thing to acknowledge. Since this is Word on the Street and we're going to get into entertainment, there is one thing I'm pretty embarrassed about. Okay?
Just one?
And I have to... Well,
just
this
one?
This one specifically because this is entertainment related.
I got a whole list of things. But now, go ahead.
With so much family in Arkansas and Tennessee, and specifically Memphis... There's something that I've never done in Memphis. What do you think that is?
Never gone to Graceland?
I've never been to Graceland.
Oh.
I got to go to Graceland, dude. I'm dead serious. And I remember, like, as a kid, because there were, like, a few summers I would spend with my grandfather and stuff in Memphis. And I'd be just all about the whole Elvis stuff. I got, like, this old school Elvis book.
Yeah,
I think I still have it somewhere. I got to go to Graceland, dude. Seriously.
I think it's a bucket, even for people that aren't.
Yes.
If
I got ties there.
Yeah. So, see, for you, it would make sense. For me, it doesn't, you know.
And across the street from Graceland is the, if it's still this way, is his private jet.
Mm.
Like you could go look at the airplane that he owned.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So. Well, let's kind of stay. We're not going to go to Memphis, but we're going to go to Nashville for this story because it's the end of an era. Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban split up after 19 years of marriage. Mm. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
As I say, 19 years is a long time to be married. Hey, in this week's issue of People. A source says the writing was on the wall once the country singer, quote, moved into his own place.
Oof.
All right, I got to turn that down because we've got lyrics. And I'm sorry, Keith Urban, you're sexy. You got a good head of hair, but I can't focus when you're singing underneath me.
Wow.
That sounded bad, but you know what I mean. But no, apparently he had had his own place. Apparently they've been living separate lives.
For how long?
It sounds like since June. You know, they've been going in different directions, and once he quietly set up his own place, it felt like writing was on the wall. This according to a source that told People of Keith Urban moving out. They added it really hasn't been a secret in their circles that Keith and Nicole had been living separately for a while. People close to Keith felt like the split was kind of inevitable. Now, while Urban's decision to move out marked a turning point, Kidman had been making efforts to salvage the relationship. But today, it officially changed as she served him with papers.
So, I'll say this about the Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban thing. This one does surprise me. You never know how happy people truly are. I mean, this is with people that we know.
Yes.
Like, it could be any couple that we know. It could be people that we're related to.
Yes.
But they seemed...
they seemed genuinely happy.
Yeah, I thought that they were. Yeah. But, you know, it happens to the best of us, man.
It does. I mean, I never thought Nicole Kidman was a really good actress, but apparently she was. So, good for her.
Wait. Did you just take a shot at Nicole Kidman?
No, I'm saying I think she's a good actress.
I thought you said I never thought that she really was.
No, but I think she is now. She was acting to be happy in her marriage.
Wow, what a shot.
You know what? If this makes
19
you,
years.
19
That's
years.
That's a long time,
with two daughters and, you know, I hope everything works out for the best with them. Because no matter who you are, you need to be happy.
I just want
life.
People to be happy.
Yeah, just be happy in life. Absolutely.
Well, she's single, though.
Hey, have you met my friend Henry? I mean, Tom Cruise, Keith Urban.
Wait, was she?
Henry Lake?
Wait, was she with Tom Cruise?
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
I thought she was with Tom Cruise years ago. Maybe she was.
When was that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because he was married to the other actress.
Penelope Cruz.
No.
He was married to...
He was married to Penelope Cruz? No, he was Katie...
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
When was he with Penelope Cruz? Are you making it up?
No. Look at...
I didn't know.
No, Tom Cruise was with Penelope Cruz. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They could have adopted Victor Cruz, for all I know. And Nelson Cruz.
He was not with Penelope Cruz. You're just a liar. It's not even spelled the same.
Just because it's not spelled the same doesn't mean they weren't together.
No, they weren't together.
They were together. I'm pretty sure
he was with Nicole Kidman. Wow, I didn't realize that. Katie Holmes was his last wife. He's been married three times.
But I don't think he was married to Penelope Cruz. But I know he dated her.
Oh, that doesn't count. We're talking about marriage, dude.
Oh, we're talking about marriage, not dating.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, when you say somebody's with somebody, I don't think that necessarily means marriage. I mean,
we're talking marriage. The topic is marriage.
Well, it's marriage and then splitting up.
Okay.
Hey, I know that if you're like me, you're a fan of Elvira. Now, not the Oak Ridge Boys, but the mistress.
You know, the old school lady that used to run out on the baseball field?
Oh.
Who told you that?
No, that wasn't Elvira.
Oh. Who was that?
God, who was she?
I'll look it up.
Something, the kissing bandit.
Yeah.
No, Elvira was the gothic, like, mistress of Halloween, you know, the one that had come on late night that was a little curvy, voluptuous.
Okay, yep.
Well, she gushes that Dolly has got, quote, all the assets needed for Dolly to portray her in a hypothetical film about her life. Now, is Elvira born Cassandra?
Morgana. I was thinking of Morgana.
Morgana, the kissing bandit.
Yeah, Morgana.
Yes.
I loved her.
As you know, you're Morgana, I'm Elvira. Hey, she was born as Cassandra Peterson. She rose to fame in the 80s as the vampy gothic host of Elvira's movie, Macabre, where she would provide playful and often risque commentary on horror films. And now she feels she's earned the title of, quote, Queen of Halloween, proudly taking the honor from Halloween enthusiasts Heidi Klum and Martha Stewart. Yeah, Martha Stewart and Elvira should not even be in the same sentence. No offense to Martha Stewart. A young Martha Stewart... mamacita. But Elvira
was smoking hot back
then. Oh, Elvira. I mean, oom papa.
You want to know a couple things about Elvira?
What?
Do you know how old she is right now?
Oh, when you said a couple things. No, I don't know how old she is.
She's 74.
Okay.
She was born in Manhattan, Kansas.
Hey, the Little Apple.
She's a K-Stater.
The Little Apple.
I don't know if she went to college, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. She probably dated Bill Snyder.
Her birthday is a day before mine.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, Elvira.
Cassandra Peterson. Mama. Yeah.
Yeah, she was smoke show.
Yeah, she was. Absolutely.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, she was. No question about it. But she thinks that Dolly could play her and a biopic. But Dolly right now postponing her shows in Vegas to focus on her health. Right now, she's got a potential new gig involving Elvira that she's got to get healthy for. So let's go, Dolly.
I met Dolly Parton once in passing.
Oh, she seems such a cool lady.
She is one of the smallest women I've ever seen in life. She's tiny.
I've heard she's small in stature.
She's really short. Not everything's small.
No. What do you say? Oh, okay. All right. I'll have to Google Dolly Parton.
I love Dolly Parton.
Dolly,
I'm a fan.
Dolly seems like she's just like a cool chick.
Yeah. No. Like right now, I would love to hang out and talk with Dolly Parton. Like if you were to say top 10 people in the world,
yeah,
top 10 to sit at a dinner table with, I would want to sit right next to Dolly Parton. I think she's amazing.
I think she's
a good human.
I can't argue with that at all. Speaking of good humans, Donald Trump took the stage earlier today in front of U.S. generals and admirals from around the world. And in the middle of a bizarre, self-aggregating, and grievance-filled speech, he told the crowd there were actually two N-words that are off limits. Now, Trump bragged, attacked, and meandered during the address, but at one point he talked about the awesome power of the U.S. nuclear arsenal and addressed the concept of brinkmanship, how he recently made it clear to Russia that he had weapons that could obliterate, just like I obliterated that word, a very large target. He seemed to be saying a president can't throw around a nuclear threat. That's reckless. And then he said, well, we can't throw that word around. I call it the N-word. There are two N-words, and you can't use either of them. But he did talk about auto pens, Biden, and Biden. Sounds like a law firm.
So you want me to talk about Donald Trump in N-words?
Yes.
Not going to do it. We can go to commercial break.
But there are two N-words now, according to Donald Trump.
That's going to wrap up Word on the Street. We've got headlines to finish off the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All righty. It's time for headlines, and then we'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. But before we're done on this Tuesday evening, Chris Tubb, we got headlines.
Yes, we do. Hey, a follow-up to a story last night. Services are Friday for the Southwest Minnesota firefighter who was killed when the fire truck he occupied overturned with a suspected drunken driver behind the wheel. Now, the crash occurred Friday in Wood Lake, with the town's fire department was participating in the Lakeview High School's annual homecoming festivities. Rescue crews found 43-year-old Patrick Stephen Reminger trapped beneath the truck when they arrived, and he died at the scene. Now, last night, State Patrol Lieutenant Mike Lee said the driver, 37-year-old Andrew Van Hecke, and his 6-year-old son, Bo, were injured and have since been released from the hospital. Patrol says it believes that Van Hecke was under the influence of alcohol when the fire truck crashed on its way back to Wood Lake after participating in homecoming festivities.
Oh, no.
Earlier today, Yellow Medicine County Attorney Mark Grunis told the Minnesota Star Tribune that charges against him are pending and, quote, that it could change at any time, of course. Along with his wife, Reminger is survived by their children, Cole, Tate, and Shelby, his parents, and a sister, Hope.
So, wait. So, because I was gone when this happened, the firefighter was in the fire truck, and the Van Hecke was driving it.
Yes.
And his son was in there.
Correct.
And the firefighter was the only one that died.
Correct, yes.
Man.
It's a sad, sad story.
Sad to hear that.
Yeah. Just, it's...
And I don't say only one as in, like, I didn't want the others to live. I'm not, that came out wrong. You guys know what I mean.
Yeah, we know what you mean. Hey, earlier today, Hamas says it will discuss U.S. President Donald Trump's peace plan for Gaza within the group and other Palestinian factions before responding. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already thrown his support behind it, but it's unclear whether Hamas will agree and when it will give its response. Now, the proposal demands that Hamas effectively surrender and disarm in return for an end to the fighting, humanitarian aid for Palestinians, and the promise of reconstruction in Gaza, all desperately hoped for by the population in the devastated territory, with the death toll in the Israel-Hamas war has topped 66,000 Palestinians. Meanwhile, backing and support were pouring in from the proposal from the international community. Trump and Netanyahu said after talks on Monday at the White House that they had agreed on the plan. Quote, Hamas is either going to do it or they're not, Trump said, and if it's not, it's going to be a very sad end. President added there was not much room for Hamas to negotiate under the terms of his latest peace proposal, which he unveiled on Monday, and Trump said that Hamas has, quote, 3 to 4 days to respond.
Pete Hegseth earlier today was talking about all these different changes and this, that, the other, whatever, and we're just, you know, we're going to do stuff by force and all that. And we're not going to do this, and we're not going to do that, and this is what we're going to do.
We're going to tough up. We're going to be violent.
You're negotiating with Hamas. Knock it off, Pete. This is the opposite of what you said you're going to do. You're negotiating right now. Stop with all the tough talk. You know, there's going to be times to be tough, and there's going to be times to negotiate.
No. Department of War, man. It ain't the Department of Soft. It's the Department of War. You know? You don't like it. We're going to blow you to smithereens. That's just kind of how we roll. Hey, President Donald Trump's son-in-law and Saudi Arabia's government and other backers are closing in on a $55 billion deal to purchase the video game company responsible for developing and publishing popular game franchises like The Sims, Madden NFL, and Battlefield. Now, yesterday, Electronic Arts, or EA, it's in the game, announced that it will be privately acquired by Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, Silver Lake, and Affinity Partners during the 2027 fiscal year. The latter of the investors, Affinity Partners, was founded by Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law.
Whoa. Can I stop you real quick?
Sure.
I thought we were all about America first. America first. No. Why are we letting EA get bought by Saudi Arabia? We want TikTok to be owned by U.S. Why are we... It's America first until it's not America first. Until Jared Kushner is in bed with the Saudis and they get to buy our video games now? Oh, I see what's happening here.
No, it's not like that.
I see what's happening here.
It's not like that. It's not like that. It's not what it appears.
You can't fool me.
No, man. What do they say? You can't bullshitter. You know? So, yeah. Okay. 10 seconds.
Talk to you guys tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.